You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey, you like making great money, right?
You sound like Chico Marx.
Yeah. When
you
say, hey, you like a great money.
Hey,
eh?
Boss.
Well, you got to get the book with horses in it. And then you get the book with the riders.
You're picking a subpar Marx Brothers movie.
Yes.
Yes, we all like making good money, Gil. What's your point?
Oh, I have none.
Okay.
Okay. Here's a really cool opportunity I had to share with you.
Uh-huh.
Driving with Uber. Uber's that popular smartphone app that connects riders with drivers.
Ah, yes.
I take an Uber a bunch. I love them, and in chatting with the different drivers, some of them have really interesting stories to say as to why they drive with Uber.
Now, that's unusual, because you usually don't like it when people people talk to you.
I usually go, shut up, I'm in show business, and I'm above you. No.
They love being their own boss.
Yeah, I love being my own boss. Then I can make a joke that offends me and fire myself.
Absolutely.
And cut out the middleman.
And that still may happen.
Also, I hear they make great money.
They do. They do. It's easy to start. All you need is a car and a license. Now, you have one of those things.
Now, yes. Yeah. It's one of them around here. I don't know what. And driving with Uber is great if you need flexibility.
Or if you're a parent like you are.
Yes. Yeah, because you're working around the family schedule and stuff. Or students.
Right. That's right.
They can make money in between classes.
It's true. Now's the prime time to cash in driving with Uber, people. You'll thank me. You'll thank Gilbert for telling you guys how to get paid every week. And Gilbert himself could be getting into your car. In fact, he probably will be because he doesn't have a license.
Yes. I could be getting in your car. I don't know if that's a drawback. Maybe I should say, hey, I promise I won't get into your car.
That's even better.
And then more people will sign up.
That's even more appealing.
Yes.
Now, you've got a car and you've got a license, not you, Gil, but the people I'm talking to. Put them both to work for you and start earning serious life-changing money today. You sign up to Drive with Uber. Visit drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
This is Gilbert Gottfried, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Obsessions. Or is it Amazing Colossal Obsessions?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter. Although, for the theme song that we put out there, we put out the invitation for somebody to actually write some music for us.
Oh.
And a friend of mine sent in a theme song, which I'm going to play for you later. And maybe we'll actually get an MP3 and we'll work it into the show.
Oh, okay.
So somebody actually took us up on the insane offer to write us some music.
So we've got some music, but I'm still not sure what the title
doesn't matter.
Is it Amazing Colossal?
Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we wanted to keep the branding.
So then I should have said, this is Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions.
Right. My standards have been lowered. If you even yeah, if you come yeah, close, I yeah. accept it.
I don't care. I never cared from the beginning. Yeah, oh, I quality control.
What
not,
quality control?
Yeah.
You got a so you got a movie this week? We're sitting in a 102 degree room at the Friars Club, by the way.
I have one. We've spoken about this one. It's come up on the show before.
I'm intrigued.
And this is The Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz.
Oh, you're just saying that to get Richard Dreyfuss to do the show.
Yes, please do the show, Richard. Yeah. And we just want to ask you about Jaws.
Well, Joan and David said they were going to help us get Richard Dreyfuss. So.
Oh, I'd love to have Richard Dreyfuss on.
Me too.
Because you know what Richard Dreyfuss is?
A Jew.
Yes.
In fact, I believe this film is about the Jewish experience.
Yes. 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 It's all about Jews. I think it's from the book, All About Jews. And it was written by Mordecai Rickler.
That's the guy.
I'm not sure what his heritage
is. I'm not sure you're pronouncing his name correctly but what the hell?
I don't think I am. But with... and it's like, of course, Richard Dreyfuss.
Yep.
When he was young and pretty much unknown at the time. And Randy Quaid.
Oh,
Before he went batshit crazy.
Oh, Randy Quaid's in my movie, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great. And Randy Quaid, at one point, the authorities were after him.
Oh, yes.
And he fled. He was going to hide out in Canada. So the first thing he did when he got to Canada was hold a press conference that I'm in Canada hiding out.
Well, first he was squatting in someone's home.
Oh, yes,
for a while. And then he made a weird sex tape. Remember this? And his wife was wearing a mask.
Was it him and Dennis?
No.
Yeah, no.
His wife was wearing a strange mask. I don't know. It was some kind of political statement.
Yes.
But anyway, in the old days, when he had a legitimate acting career.
He was in this.
Right.
And he was actually good.
Isn't Jack Warden in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's interesting, too, because this is kind of, once again, it's Jack Warden and Joseph Wiseman.
Oh, Dr. No.
Yes.
Right.
And they were in another film I recommended that was Braverman.
Right.
They acted together in there.
Correct. Weird.
And this was one of those, it's like a smaller film. I think it was a Canadian production company.
Ted Kotcheff was the director. Do I have that right? A Canadian director?
Oh, yes.
I'm going to look it up on my phone while you're talking. But go ahead.
Yeah, because no one pays attention.
Not at all.
While I'm talking. It's like, I'm going to go out and take a walk while you're talking. I'm gonna check on my dry cleaning while you're talking.
I think I got it right.
Yes. And Richard Dreyfuss is like, you know, a conniving character
right.
in it. But you're fascinated by him. And
it's a coming-of-age film.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. And so I recommend that one.
The Apprenticeship of, isn't it Duddy Kravitz?
Oh, yeah. Duddy Kravitz. And you know something? I think... David Steinberg, a Canadian Jew.
Yeah.
People called him Duddy.
Oh, Dudu is a nickname for David.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, so they all used to call him Duddy.
Right. I don't know why I know that, being a Gentile.
Yeah. The Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast Producer of the Month for August is Kate Jones. Thank you, Kate. Be just like Kate and get rewarded for supporting our podcast. Head over to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. For a small amount each month, you can get some colossal benefits, such as access to new podcast episodes before anyone else. Exclusive video hangouts, shout-outs from me on Twitter. I will even read something that you send me, and it'll sound just like this. Go to patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. That's Patreon. patreon.com/Gilbert Gottfried. We thank you for your generosity.
Randy Quaid also turns up in my movie, which is...
By accident, he's hiding out. He wasn't cast in the movie. He was hiding out on the set.
He was in the balcony of a theater bootlegging.
He thought, it's a movie. No one will see me here.
You remember when he had this big career, like The Last Detail?
Yes.
And the other? Was he in The Last Picture Show? I think he's in that.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of stuff. The Long Riders. Anyway, this is a Paper Moon.
Oh, yes.
Peter Bogdanovich's Paper Moon. And I want to sing the praises of an unsung talent. Or an unheralded, lesser-known talent, Polly Platt. You know Polly Platt, who was married to Bogdanovich?
Oh, yes.
And was a production designer and a screenwriter, and she brought him this material. It was a novel. And she brought him she was involved, actually, with a lot of his films. She was involved with Targets. We've talked about Targets on
Boris
the show.
Karloff.
With Sarah Karloff. She was involved with The Last Picture Show. She was sort of the woman behind the man. In Bogdanovich's life, and later she went on to work with James L. Brooks. But she's interesting because there would not have been a Simpsons without Polly Platt, because she was the person that took Matt Groening's strip, one of the Life in Hell strips, and gave it to James L. Brooks.
Oh!
And that's when he hired Groening to do the shorts on the old Tracy Ullman show. Remember how The Simpsons started out as those shorts? So Polly Platt, the late Polly Platt, I wanted to give a shout-out to, because she's connected to a film I'm going to recommend now, Paper Moon.
And I should say that I worked for 2 weeks on a Peter Bogdanovich
film. Oh, there's a connection.
Yes.
That's right. What was the Bogdanovich?
It was the last of the Richard Pryor... Gene Wilder.
Oh my God!
Pictures, and it was called Another You.
I know that picture.
And it was horrible.
Wasn't he replaced as a director on that? Somebody else, Arthur Hiller or somebody.
He was replaced as a director.
Right.
And then I knew already. Then that was the stamp.
Who did
on
you
it.
Play?
I was like one of the mental patients.
Right. And Pryor was really failing at that point.
Oh, yeah.
Because even in the previous one.
Oh, yeah.
Where
he looked sick
in that.
See
no evil.
Here, he looked like a zombie.
That's sad.
But he was very nice to me.
That's nice.
Very nice. And he acted like Pryor acted to me like I was the big comedy star and he was this doting fan.
Fascinating.
Yeah. He was great. But he got fired. Bogdanovich. And they decided to cut all previously shot footage.
Oh, God.
To make it into the classic movie.
You could have been in this really terrible film.
Yes, I could have been. I made up for it in other pieces of shit.
More than, I would say.
So go back to Paper Moon.
This is Paper Moon, which was a novel. She found the novel, brought it to Bogdanovich. And interestingly, it was originally developed as a movie for Paul Newman. And it was developed by John Huston. And Paul Newman was going to do the film with his actual daughter. Isn't that interesting? And then Huston fell out, so Newman fell out. And Polly Platt, who was a fan of the book, brought it to Bogdanovich, and it was called, I believe it was called Addie Prey, after Addie, the character played by Tatum O'Neill, and they changed the title to Paper Moon. And Orson Welles, who Bogdanovich was spending a lot of time with at that time, said, that's a great title, you don't even have to make the movie, you could just release the title. And you've seen the movie, it's a Depression-era drama comedy.
And this was before Ryan O'Neill was kicking the shit.
Yeah, well before. Well before.
Yeah.
When, again, speaking of, well, we're talking about Randy Quaid, when Ryan O'Neill had a real acting career.
Oh, my God.
This was after Bogdanovich made Last Picture Show and then What's Up, Doc? With Ryan O'Neill and Barbara Streisand. This is shot in black and white. It's shot by the great Laszlo Kovacs, who shot Easy Rider and Five Easy Pieces and Shampoo and The Last Waltz. And it's a sweet film. It's a simple film about a con man who sells Bibles to grieving widows. He looks them up in the obituaries and says, your husband ordered this Bible for you before he died. And this little girl comes into his life, played by his actual real-life daughter, Tatum O'Neill, who would wind up winning an Oscar
for
this part. I think she was at 10.
which I'm sure had to have added to why he kicked the shit out of her years
the
later.
The story is, I was watching some of the extras on the DVD, that because Ryan O'Neill and Bogdanovich were not nominated, supposedly they didn't show up.
Oh, so, my God.
I can only assume that she was there to accept her Oscar, that she either came with her mother or some kind of guardian, you know, or the nanny or someone. It's a terrific film. It's a sweet movie. It's got Madeline Kahn shows up.
Oh yes,
as Trixie Delight, the love interest for Ryan O'Neill's character. Randy Quaid, who we were just talking about, shows up as playing a hillbilly. He wrestles.
Wrestles
him for his car.
And of course, the voice of the car. In David Hasselhoff's...
Oh, yes, very good.
Yes.
Yes, John Hillerman.
John Hillerman, the voice.
John Hillerman was also in Magnum P.I.
Oh, yes, yes.
John Hillerman plays two parts. He plays a bootlegger and his sheriff brother.
Yeah.
Who busts O'Neill, busts him up physically. It's a beautiful-looking film, lots of long takes. And Wells was kind of hanging around as an advisor.
Wow.
To Bogdanovich when he made the film. So see it. It's terrific. I just watched it again with my wife this morning. Paper Moon. And then look up Polly Platt, who had a fascinating career. They actually made a comedy about Bogdanovich and Polly Platt's marriage ending, which was a movie called Irreconcilable Differences.
Oh, my God, with Ryan O'Neill.
With Ryan O'Neill, of all people.
Sharon Stone.
And Shelley Long, right, with Sharon Stone playing the Sybil Shepherd character.
Oh, my God,
The beautiful woman that comes between. And Polly Platt, rather wryly, said that they got more right about the film than they got wrong.
Yeah.
But she would later go on to work with James L. Brooks, and she did a lot of cool stuff in her career. And she was a production designer and a writer and a producer. Anyway.
So you recommend... Oh, what was the Paul Newman movie that he directed starring his daughter?
Oh, gosh.
Had a girl's name in it.
Oh, I know the one you mean.
Like something, something. Like
Rachel, was it Rachel Rachel?
I think it was.
Which was
Rachel,
then
Rachel.
Maybe parodied on Seinfeld as Rochelle Rochelle.
Oh, yes, yes.
Or at least the title was. Yeah, he directed a couple of movies,
yeah.
Newman. I think he directed Sometimes a Great Notion, which was the movie about
Sherlock Holmes.
No, it was a movie about loggers.
Oh,
and I think he directed that one. He definitely directed a movie called Harry and Son with Robbie Benson.
Oh, okay.
About a father and son having a difficult relationship. But I think that's the one you're talking about with Joanne Woodward in the lead.
Yeah, Rachel Rachel.
Rachel Rachel, which I have never seen. But so I'm recommending Paper Moon. It's a lot of fun. If you get your hands on the DVD, the extras are a lot of fun. And you
and I'm recommending Richard Dreyfuss. And, of course, Jack Warden and Joseph Wiseman working together.
Love Joseph Wiseman.
In The Apprenticeship of Duddy Kravitz.
Does Jack Gilford show up in that one?
He might.
I seem to remember him in the trailer.
He certainly fits the ethnic background.
And I could be crazy wrong, but I think the director was Ted Kotcheff.
Yes, I think you're right.
It's 106 degrees in this room, and I'm delirious. So we'll see you next week.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.